Hello and welcome. And we're back. We're glad to be back with you. My name is Brother T, your host today on our Blog Talk Radio channel, The Best Hour. And I'm joined today with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. And our intention today is to be in discussion of Lesson 245. Your peace is with me, Father. I am safe. So let's join together for a moment of silence. And let's take a good deep breath as we join together now for just a brief moment of silence. And so we begin. Your peace is with me, Father. I am safe. Your peace surrounds me, Father. Where I go, your peace goes there with me. It sheds its light on everyone I meet. I bring it to the desolate and lonely and afraid. I give your peace to those who suffer pain or grieve for loss or think they are bereft of hope and happiness. Send them to me, my Father. Let me bring your peace with me, for I would save your son, as is your will, that I may come to recognize myself.
And so we go in peace. To all the world we give the message that we have received. And thus we come to hear the voice of God, who speaks to us as we relate God's word, whose love we recognize because we share the word that God has given unto us. Your peace is with me, Father. I am safe.
And so it is. Again, let's join together. Let's take a good deep breath and share a moment of silence and unity together. We come together today as family. We come together in unity. We come together in this vibration and this acceptance and light of love. It is here that we can let it, the world view, the world teaching, the world perspective of fear behind. We can't bring it into this space with us truly, because here we are joined with spirit. We're joined with love. We are joined in an experience, a shared experience of peace. And we are truly blessed and a blessing, because we're holding this energy, this consciousness, this vibration. Together, we bring strength and peace to the world. In this lesson, Jesus shares what we know, that there are many among us who are afraid. In this time, and at the time of this recording that we're sharing this lesson with you today, there is much appearance of trouble in the world. But that world is a construct that we have created. And it's a choice that we make to support it or withdraw our support from it. We simply do that by withholding our attention and return then to give our attention to the space we're holding here today in this lesson. Being joined in union and relationship with love itself, because we are love itself. We're returning to ourselves. If we were to look in the mirror, we would see ourselves as we are in the present moment. The surrounding the mirror lies in is a reflection of our past thinking. But the reflection in the mirror is who we are now. Let's be who we are now. Let's be this light, this love of peace for our brothers and sisters this day and this week as we continue our journey of awakening to the understanding, knowing, and beginning to be the expression of our true selves in field and form. Your peace is with me, Father. I am safe.
It's beautiful. Feel that peace. Feel that peace wash over you now. And experience the openness, the open-heartedness, the open-mindedness, the chalice, if you will, that you are, that we are. For the free giving and receiving of this peace. My peace I give to you, not the peace of the world, but my peace. Peace, be still and know that I am in the midst of me. I give you my peace. I grew up as a Catholic girl in a Catholic household, and we would go to church on Sundays, and one of the very first things that would happen at every Mass is the priest would say something like that, "My peace I give to you. May peace be with you." And then the whole congregation would turn to one another and we'd say, "May peace be with you, peace be with you." And that was the greeting. And I really like that. And what I'm hearing in this lesson is that giving and receiving are one, and the call to accept this peace and to give it. You know, I give your peace to those who suffer pain or grieve for loss or think they are bereft of hope and happiness. Send them to me that I may bring your peace to them. So we are the peace workers, the peace givers and receivers of this peace, of this love, that giving and receiving are one. And as I give, I receive, and it expands and it extends and it expresses. And this applies for anything that we may be experiencing, you know, whether it is a hopelessness, then we give hope to receive hope, or a sense of lack that we give from the resources that we have, and we practice this. Then we practice this. Nobody's saying we must do it, but we practice it because it's principle. And it's truth. That what we give expands in us. We think in our condition that what we keep and hoard keeps us whole and safe. But no, no, no. This lesson to me is talking about my safety lies in this peace and giving this peace. So we go in peace. We're the messengers of peace. Your peace is with me, Father. I am safe. I am safe. I am safe. And I rest in Thee. I rest in the safety. I allow in the safety. I trust in the safety. I am free in the safety and peace.
Our strength lies in our defenselessness. Today, let's allow ourselves to be safe in our consciousness of nothing needs to be defended, nothing needs to be protected, all is well. We go forth together today, mighty companions, family, brothers and sisters all. God bless you. Thank you for being with us. We love you. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send